Hello and welcome to Nikon Report, your monthly roundup of all the latest Nikon news and all other photographic announcements that we found interesting. It's Konstantin here.
And this is Becky.
It's always great to talk about the news that happened a month ago, and we are here to talk about them. Always, always on time, on the edge of all the news reporting. Let's start with Nikon promotions. So Nikon Summer Savings started a couple of days ago. There's huge savings to have. I think it's up to £630 in the UK, and that's on ZA 24-120 kit. There's a bunch of lenses on sale. If you're in Europe, you also have some savings in euros. So all around, if you were thinking to buy your Nikon gear, there's a bunch of stuff, including things like Planner and 85-12 on sale there.
That's right. I was going to say pretty much every camera except the ZF and the Z9 are on that list. So if you were considering any other Z camera, or a D850 or a D780. I have to say, I've been looking at pictures that I shot using the D780, and I was thinking, man, that's such a great camera. Anyway, so those are all on offer if you're tempted.
That's right. Apparently, there's a rumor that D850s are disappearing off the shelves. I mean, from our point of view, they've been out of stock, and we kind of have them on back order. We will get the shipment in, and they would sell out, and then we'd have to wait for another couple of months for them to arrive. So who knows when they're going to be discontinued. They're still in production, but just in much smaller quantities. Do you know what camera is also not on sale, Becky?
Which camera is that?
It's Z6 Mark III, because it hasn't been released. But the rumor mill is starting to crank up again, because we got a few rumors in April, and now we start to see more rumors coming in as well. So in April, apparently there's an image surfaced of a Z6 III with a black tape over it. And apparently the assumption there that this camera is now being in the field tested by photographers. So what's interesting bit about this, Becky, is that the Z6 III logo is not in the usual place where it would be on Z6 II or Z7 II cameras. It's on the same place as you would see it on Z8 and Z9. Can you imagine that?
Very interesting. So this means that we may have a different form factor camera. As you can see from the pictures that we've shown, the location of the logo is where on the Z6 II, the knurled sort of command dial, I should call it, is located. So this means possibly a considerable design change for the Z6 Mark III.
That's right. Hopefully we'll get this old school, the front and back command dials, as we would have on cameras like D780, D850, and now on Z9 and Z8 cameras as well. So that was that. But also, apparently, Z6 Mark III and Z7 Mark III cameras showed up in the search results on Google on the Nikon Service in Dresden website, all right? So that was quite interesting, because basically Nikon then came out and said, no, nothing to see here. You know, we've could be just a mistake. But the funny thing is, those tags are encoded in the HTML code or whatever the code they use for their website, and they haven't disappeared yet. So who knows? Maybe they are preparing for the announcement. And, you know, that like all those little things, all the writing helps with the SEO. And, you know, we all know that cameras like Z6 Mark III and Z7 Mark III are being searched on Google quite a lot. So that will probably bring that Nikon's page up to the top of the search. But you know what funny thing is as well to see here is Z7 Mark III mentioned at all, because we were all talking about Z6 Mark III, but maybe this Z7 Mark III as well.
Wouldn't that be interesting if we had a double whammy upgrade? I mean, we obviously don't know when this may happen, but if we had both a Z6 III and a Z7 III, as historically they've both been announced together in each generation so far, I would be interested to see what that camera becomes.
Absolutely. Let's spend another 2-3 hours discussing what place Z7 Mark III is going to take in the Nikon lineup. We've done it before. Do search our previous videos. It's all in there. But Becky, let's go on to the latest rumors on Nikon Z cameras. So apparently Nikon UK Professional Services, NPS, scheduled a roadshow for June 2024. They apparently sent out those invitations that you can see a screenshot of. There's one roadshow apparently on Wednesday the 12th in June. They don't do those things very often. So there is a chance that there's going to be a new camera announced or a lens. Who knows?
It is interesting that we have this NPS event and there are several stated dates and locations. However, Nikon Rumors did release another article saying, no, the Nikon Z6 III will not be announced within 2 weeks. They said that if you are to believe the internet, the Z6 III should be announced within 2 weeks. This will not happen. They haven't said, we don't think it will happen. They've said it will not happen. The earliest announcement date is now at the end of June, and this can change as well. Here are some of the reasons why the Z6 III camera still hasn't been officially announced yet. So reason number one, they're saying is Nikon is doing extensive additional testing on the Z6 III to avoid any potential recalls after the camera is announced. Obviously, we know that the Z8 and the Z9 had some issues that they were recalled for, so it would make sense if we think that this camera is going to be pitched for the market that we believe it is, which is the semi-professional market, it makes sense they would do so much testing. They don't want to recall thousands of cameras. So, understood.
I don't agree with it, Becky. I think it never stopped anyone to release their cameras. It's not like the cameras were released in a broken state, if you see what I mean. So, you know.
No, for sure. I do understand wanting to avoid potential drama if there is an issue, but obviously Nikon know what to look out for based on what occurred with the Z8 and the Z9. And we're not even going to revisit those recalls. They existed. They were handled. But yes, it did cause a considerable amount of grief, not only for Nikon, but also for dealers and customers who then had to send their cameras back, etc. So I could understand if that was a reason. I don't necessarily believe that is the reason, if that makes sense.
That's true. I mean, as a dealer, we have this t-shirt, been there, done that, and all I've got was a t-shirt of a Nikon Z8 recall. You know, that's all we had.
All we got is the commemorative t-shirt. But Nikon is apparently also doing great financially, so Nikon Rumors think there's no need to announce a new camera to increase revenue. I mean, I think that this is nonsense, personally.
Absolute nonsense. I totally agree with you on this. Like, okay, we're doing financially great. There's no need to release the camera. Do you know any company that stopped making new products or innovating in general and how well they did? Look, for example, at Intel in the, you know, PC space or something like this. If you not continuously innovate, then you start to lose the traction and you start to lose the customers. I mean, this that's not an argument, if you see what I mean. You know, it's not like they say, oh, our Z6 II and Z7 II are selling well. I don't think they are selling that great, let's be honest. They're selling okay, but I think a lot of users who bought those cameras or have Generation Mark 1 of those cameras, they've been waiting for the announcement since September last year. It's a strange thing to say. Again, I think it's just nonsense, let's be honest.
Okay, so next up, they say that they still believe that Red's acquisition has something to do with the Z6 III announcement. Okay. Could be.
No, I don't agree again, because the only thing that would be there is Nikon using their RAW functionality already on Nikon Z8 and Z9. So if they were planning to include the RAW functionality, Nikon RAW functionality, into Z6 Mark III, that would be done regardless of Nikon acquisition of Red. Again, if we think that Z6 III design and general design of all the cameras kind of finalized at least 6 months to a year in advance, again, the acquisition of Red would have nothing to do with it.
Right. And the last reasoning is that the new Z6 III will not be announced while there's still significant rebates going on. For example, the Z6 Mark II is now $500 off. I'm not saying that the announcement will be in 2 weeks' time. I'm just saying that these are not the reasons why it won't be in 2 weeks' time. None of these reasons make sense. Nikon have been known to do announcements even when there have been rebates occurring. It's not really an excuse for them not to do an announcement. It's just a coincidence, if anything else. Also, we tend to find now with the Z series that they continue the previous generation for at least a few months. In fact, the Z6 and the Z7 Mark I were still available up until about, I want to say, 9 months ago. So I don't think that doing rebates has any conflict of interest, if you like, with bringing out a new generation of a camera. It will just not really tie together. So I don't think those reasonings are necessarily sound or logical, but at the same time, I don't see an announcement incoming in the next 2 weeks. However, with, as you said, that speculated idea that on the 29th of May, we've got our first MPS roadshow in Edinburgh, what is that? That is 2 weeks' time from now. So
that's soon.
would be interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, to reiterate the last point as well is if we look further down the road on the Nikon financial report that for the whole year that just came out as well, it's not like Z6 II and Z7 II are their best-selling cameras. The cameras that are selling really well are Nikon ZF and Z8. So again, not a problem there. They've been on rebate for last year or so, so that's not an issue at all. And as you said, because they continue production of those cameras, it's not an issue of them to release a new generation because it's going to be, again, a different price point as well. So absolutely agree. I think personally that we probably will see an announcement soon because, as you say, Nikon Roadshow, it's something that doesn't happen very often. So that means that they will start to show the new product to new people. Unless we have another Lanzarote event, which still no one knows what happened there. You know, I think it's wedding photography thing, but you know. So in my opinion, I think we will see the announcement soon. 29th of May, it's soon. It's soon. So that's what's interesting about it. So that means that in the next maybe a week or even few days, we'll start to see more rumors popping up online because I think that if that's happening, the new product, let's say it's a Z6 Mark III, so the new camera will be shown to people. So, you know, to maybe professional photographers, maybe influencers, maybe dealers, who knows? So, and we all know that generally a few days before the announcements, place like Nikon Rumors will put pretty much a spot on thing. So I personally think that we will see something. We will see something. What it is, I don't know, some announcements.
There we go.
I don't know, Becky, if you agree with me or not, but if what I'm guessing is correct, then all things are going to start to happen real quick, real soon.
Cool. Place your bets now. That's all I can say.
All right. All the specs are available online. We're not going to discuss them to death. We discussed them several months ago. You know what it's all about. So let's just wait. Who knows? Now, we mentioned briefly Nikon financials. So their whole year of financials came out. We're not going to talk about them because no one cares, let's be honest. So what we're going to do is actually just tell you that Nikon is doing great, that Imaging Product Business Units, the sales amount remains solid by strong sales of mid to high-end products. They specifically mentioned cameras like Z8 and ZF. They also mentioned that Chinese market is still growing strong. So it seems like this is a big expansion. Nikon put some time in there, some marketing. They've opened their branded stores there as well. So it seems like it's paying off as well. And it seems like their full frame market is doing really well. Again, it seems like Nikon is specialized on full frame. We know that there's definitely gaps in DX lineup that they need to fill, especially in terms of cameras. In terms of lenses, there are lots of third-party lenses that are available on this camera. For example, right now I'm filming with a Viltrox 56mm 1.7 lens, so you can see the rendering right now. Wow. And we're going to test it in about a week or so, and we'll let you know all about it. But basically, Nikon is 23.2% up on last year, and their operation profit is 10.3% up on the previous year, which is really, really good. So it's strong sales plus yen depreciation. That all helps. Now, let's talk about predictions as well, Becky. So they are predicting that demand will stay strong, and the next year pretty much is going to stay the same. So that's all good and dandy. That's all with financial news for today, Becky. You see, you haven't, you know, you don't even need to say anything. It's all done in 2 minutes. Can you imagine this? One day is going to take one tweeter.
40 characters or less. I didn't even have to open my mouth. It is pretty amazing. Nikon have essentially said they expect the demand for mid to high-end products will remain solid. And with the Red acquisition, they aim to expand the fast-growing pro digital cinema market. Fantastic. That's all we need to know.
Exactly. And that leads us to the second main topic of the show is the Red news. Some of you who watched our last week video where I'm in Los Angeles interviewing a cinematographer, Christopher Malcolm, we had a great discussion on what to expect from Nikon's acquisition of Red, what we're going to see in the Nikon Z space as well as in the Red space. It's a great discussion. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. Now there's a lot more news came out after that. And the main one, and that came from the Nikon financial report, is the cost. Nikon bought Red for $85 million. So, Becky, $85 million. for the big companies, mm-hmm. it's a pocket change, let's be honest. So it's not yeah. a big amount of money. It's a big amount of money for me and you, you know, so let's yes. be honest. Google Ads don't pay us as much, just a little bit less, just a little bit, you know, but 85 million tells me that there's something behind it. So 85 million, it comes from Nikon, obviously. Red is a private company, so they don't share anything. But it seems like there's quite a few things in play. And from our point of view, we're not finance people. We just talk financials with, you know, numbers on the page. But if you look at some comments online, what people talked about, is there are a couple of things. So no one knows Red Financial, so we don't know in what state they were to be sold so cheaply to Nikon. But the figure that kind of flying around on the internet is that the revenue for 2023 is close to $160 million. So there's quite a few of mention of this online. Unfortunately, I couldn't find actually the article that talks about it, because again, Red is a private company. They don't disclose their figures. But there is also no info on profit or loss or debt at all. So it seems like that we don't actually see the clear picture. 85 million doesn't tell us much. It seems to me that Red was not in a good position financially. It seems to me there's potentially a big debt that Nikon acquired as a part of the acquisition. But let's have a look at some comments online, Becky.
All right. So according to user Civilitas, they say in many instances, acquisition pricing is based on a multiple of EBITDA, EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. For a growth company with an established revenue base, as opposed to a startup, which is a whole different valuation world, a starting ballpark would be 10x, obviously with very wide variation around this number. So at a price of approximately 85 million, that suggests an EBITDA of 8.5 million, which of 160 million in 2023, that would be an operating margin of 5%, which would be scandalously low for a technology manufacturing company, much less a company that makes substantial revenue from software or patents, which normally means far higher margins. So they go on to say, all that suggests there is lots more to the story and lots more could be about the financial state of affairs of Red prior to the transaction, but could be to do with terms of the acquisitions deals. In response to that comment, a user by the name of Zoa MB said that actually this doesn't make any sense. The EBITDA doesn't consider a company's debt. However, normally a company that's acquiring another company would also acquire the debt. So there are a few factors here that could be part of it, but none of it totally makes sense, and we don't have disclosure as to why Nikon got such a good deal. However, they did get a good deal by the sounds of things. Now, Civilitas did say, for my part, I'm happy that Nikon appears to be taking its interest in video to a higher level, regardless of the financial terms of the transaction with Red. And I think that we probably would be inclined to agree with that. We don't necessarily see that Nikon will suddenly turn things around for Red, but we also don't know the terms of how they purchased it at such a bargain price either. So there's definitely more to the story.
Absolutely. There are books that are going to be written about 10 years later about this whole Nikon acquisition of Red, I think. But yeah, if we start to think about it, so we had a lawsuit happen. So Red sued Nikon, Nikon sued Red. You know, when this happened, Nikon said that they've learned quite a lot about Red. They talked to the owners, etc. So it seems that a purchase of 85 million made more sense than going through this whole legal dispute. I don't know. Again, there's so many different angles we can go from it. But let's move on from this. There's a lot more to the story. If there's any updates, we'll let you know. But FD Times, which is Film and Digital Times, published the interview with the new Red CEO, Keiji Oishi from Nikon, and Red's founder, James Jannard. And it's a long interview. There's a lot that was said we already heard before, but they're quite a few interesting bits that we saw in there. So Nikon said that they would like to introduce Red cameras with a Z mount as one of the options in the future. So that's just kind of confirmed our predictions.
Yeah, they did say it would take a couple of years, but that they also look forward to the synergies with MRMC, which is Mark Roberts Motion Control, mainly in the cinema and broadcast fields. Now, Mark Roberts Motion Control, as most of you and regular viewers will know, specialize in actually cinematic robots and automating controls, which have Nikon cameras mounted on them. It's a company owned by Nikon. So the combination of MRMC with Red with Nikon means that we could end up with quite a Nikon cinematic universe, if you like.
Oh, yes, definitely. It will definitely outperform Marvel and DC universes. 100%. But that confirms my prediction that Nikon will provide a package of MRC with a red cameras. And I'm thinking, if you're going to get Z mount on red cameras, we're going to get Nikon autofocus on red cameras, then it goes on the arm, and we're going to see that package being sold to sports events. We know that those robot arms are already being used for sports events like baseball and stuff. So, you know, so that seems where Nikon is going to go. What's interesting to me as well, that I've read a lot about Red acquisition, just about Red in general, and also quite a bit of information about Arri, because Arri is even smaller than Red, and Red is a small company, right? So their revenue is even smaller, because those are kind of very expensive cameras that been basically sold, and not in single digit numbers, but in very small quantities. But what Arri is planning to do now is start to go into broadcasting, because you can increase the sales this way. So that what I'm thinking is what Nikon is doing now is kind of move Red towards broadcasting, and having this MRMC on the side as a part of the package, those robotic arms, would make a lot more sense, because suddenly, instead of just supplying a camera from one brand, a robotic arm from another brand, you can supply the whole system effectively. And if you back it up with some sort of software or something, then you effectively get in the whole package. So that's my thinking behind it.
Nice. Now, Keiji Oishi also said on a new line of Nikon cinema lenses, in the future, we would like to take these different approaches into consideration for an additional cinema lens lineup if we have a chance. We've talked lots about Nikkor Cine lenses and how much we as users would like to see Nikon do something. So obviously they're considering it. It's not necessarily something for our immediate future, but it's nice to know that it's there. They've also said that Nikon and Red manufacturing will not be combined for now. They will not combine it. They said they'll keep it as is for now. They're considering the possibility of injecting Nikon's production technology into Red's at some point. There is no big change so far in terms of integration, but we'll inject something new into Red manufacturing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's just a matter of time, because once Nikon starts to, let's say, maybe shift their production to Japan or, you know, to China, then it will significantly lower the cost as well of production. So it's, I think it's just a matter of time, but those things take a bit of time to iron out, really, because, you know, to set up the whole assembly in a different place, it may take several months or so. So yeah, I think it's just a matter of time. So that's that. Also, Netflix recently approved new Red V Raptor cameras. So it's those 8K cameras with a global shutter. We now talk about Red cameras as a Nikon camera. So we are all excited about this. This is really nice. You know, those cameras are quite expensive as well. We're looking at something like, you know, $25,000, $35,000 cameras, you know. But
only.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it will open some doors for Netflix to approve Nikon cameras as well. You never know.
Precisely. What I will say is that if you'd like to see Con's interview and you haven't already caught it on our YouTube channel, it is an essential watch as part of this news story. It's called Nikon Buys Red, What's Next? Industry Thoughts. An interview with cinematographer Christopher Malcolm.
Fantastic. And that's a wrap. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you very much for watching and or listening. Please give us a like and a subscribe. Tell us what you think of this new format. Obviously, we are only doing podcasts when we have news, so once every few weeks or so. And we hope that you continue to enjoy and support our journey while we do this. If you're listening on a podcast platform, we'd hugely appreciate a follow, a rating, a review. Tell all your friends, etc.
Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Spotify, and YouTube's all over the world. We're all there in high definition sound.
And speaking of sound, I have been testing out this new Saramonic little microphone designed specifically for recording podcasts. Prior to now, I have been using a Yeti microphone. So if you've listened to the last few podcasts and it sounded a little bit different from my end, this is why. Let us know what you think. We've been sent this one to test out and we're putting it to the test.
Yes. How many layers of Becky's voice have you heard? Do let us know in the comments below. We're also available on the social media platforms like Instagram.
We are. I am at Rebecca_Danese. The shop is at Nikon@Grays.
And I'm at Konstantin Kochkin. We will see you at some point soon-ish. Well, who knows? If things kick off next week, as we predict, who knows? Then maybe we're going to see you next week. if Nikon Z6III comes out in August, we'll see you in August. It's been a good ride so far.
It has. Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta.
Bye.